I'm going to enunciate the way I normally would as a nerdy fellow that I am.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
You know, you should be confident. You should be feeling yourself.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not saying you should be necessarily mad at him, but he bears some responsibility.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Yeah, I don't want to do this for three more hours either, so we're good then.
Join Jason Wilde next summer and explore the British landscapes in England, Scotland, and Wales. Text travel to 800-990-3776 or visit ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com for full details.
Tell me now, do you want it? Because these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm they cry for you.
Kyle Bruston Nortman live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book. If you're worried if you have the game or not on your television, well, I can tell you they have it here in their enormous video wall. Make sure you check it out. Ben Bruss, Kyle Walsh, Brad Nortman, being joined by Jason Wilde of Wilde & Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. You'll be able to hear him on Green Bay Game Day. Coming up shortly after us, Jason, how are you?
Sounds like a really smart place to watch the game if you're a YouTube person or whoever else. Might not have access. I love it. Good idea, guys.
Yes, here to serve. Here to serve, Jason. You know what I hate, Jason?
Oh, straight to what you don't like. Huh?
Not getting to go and enjoy the great food they have at Pato.
I always know that you're jealous of that. I hate the phrase "must win game." It's the most overused phrase in the NFL. So I've been saying it in jest, but. Brad is anointed this a character game. Mm-hmm. Kyle says it's a statement game. What do you make of all the different types of games this could be?
It's a big game.
Is it just
big game?
Just another
big,
game?
Big, big game.
Do or die, no, measuring stick, game. Bounce back.
So I like the measuring stick one. And what I love was Matt LaFleur, much like he was with the trap game, which they ended up getting trapped in, of course. He didn't want to call it a measuring stick game, but then he admitted, you know, I'd be lying if I said that didn't creep into your thinking. Okay. I appreciate that somewhat honest response, right? Because it is. It's, look, if you want to be the team that you think you're capable of being, you got to play. I'm not saying you have to win. I do not think it's a must win, especially the way the topsy-turvy realm of the NFL and specifically the NFC is looking right now. What I do think it is the kind of game that, much like last week, which they failed to do, where I said that this was a game that if you are the team you think you are, you run these guys out of the gym. I never contemplated the possibility that they'd actually lose to the Carolina Panthers, who were so overjoyed with their victory over the Packers that they then lost at home to the Saints yesterday.
They turned over three times in the second half in the worst ways possible. It was bad.
Not good. Yeah. So my point is that I do think it's a measuring stick game. I think it is a, you know, let's find out. Okay. First of all, we play down to our level of competition. I'm speaking as the Packers. Let's see if we, meaning them, can play up to the level. And these are the defending champs. And one of the things I like about Micah Parsons is that, I mean, he's an interesting cat, but he's not afraid to speak his mind. And so while LaFleur kind of poo-pooed the measuring stick and a few other people did, he's like, well, yeah, who else would you want to measure yourself against than the defending champs?
Exactly.
And I wanted to give him a high five for that, but I didn't. So, yeah, this is undeniably... I'm going with measuring stick game. I wrote it on Channel 3000 today, and we'll see how they measure up in a few hours.
Jason, we were just talking about Matthew Golden and how his targets compared to other first-round wide receivers like McMillan and Egbuka and yards and the whole thing. Obviously, he's way down the list. If you could transport yourself back to the end of training camp, to this moment, knowing what you knew before the season, would you be surprised at how little his output has been throughout this first half of the season?
Nope. And that's because you were, I think, on paternity leave or something. You don't listen to me. Doesn't matter how good they are. It is hard to be good right away. Now, I would argue that I think he's capable of much more than what he's had the opportunity to do. So I don't think it's a lack of talent or lack of grasp of the offense or those types of things necessarily. Although, you know, I think Jordan said this week that he's been running his routes more crisply, which, you know, I think is a good sign. But, no, like, first of all, they got this spread it around mentality. Second of all, they've got guys that are experienced. Did I think it would be a little bit higher? Yeah, yes, absolutely. So, your question
Dmowski
is not, like,
would be the more
ridiculous.
Shocked one.
Yeah, Dmowski like said it was one of the best receiving camps he's ever seen.
He only dropped the ball, one pass.
Yeah,
I don't know why you went Southern Kyle right there.
I don't know.
All y'all. Anyway, I'm not floored by this. But I'll tell you this: they must be. I have to think either that or they think Bo Melton can slide right back into wide receiver without any trouble. The only person they elevated for game day was Christian Welch for special teams.
Oh, he's
they did not
say,
elevate any of their wide receivers.
That's a good sign.
That's a great sign for Matthew Golden's availability today.
Jason, do the Packers' offensive woes fall silently on the shoulders of the offensive line?
I feel like there has really been a theme that has developed with you and I when I appear on this program. You are just never happy, are you? Happy with this team.
Jason, what's
You're
crazy
not.
Is they told me I
no,
was
no,
too
no,
happy.
No, I'm not
going to
lie.
Earlier.
Jason, with you, it's funny how he asks his questions and they're like, is scared, like, wants to ask the thing that he can't figure out because 95% of the time he is so optimistic that this team could have turned it over five times and it would have been not the Packers' fault.
Jason, I the rest of the show, I just, you know, I'm positive, but I do have, you know, I see some of the bad things that they have, and I lean on you to answer those questions because the offensive line to me has been poo-putt. And so for the offensive line, I really feel like if they play better, the rest of the offense goes better.
Yeah, I don't, you know, obviously Jordan Morgan gave up that pressure on the fourth and eighth play. That was not good. And he's had some other issues as well. You know, the run blocking has been below their standard, right? The expectation is obviously for you to, know the person that you're supposed to be blocking, which they haven't done consistently enough, which is really odd and disconcerting. I don't think I would lay it all at the offensive line's feet, but it's a significant piece. There's no doubt about it. At the same time, you know, the pick Jordan Love threw had nothing to do with pressure or the offensive line's protection, right? He threw it into triple coverage because he was impatient and he wanted a big play. He was sick of dinking and dunking.
Yep,
he hates to
true.
Do that, and I don't blame him. I get it. So, you know, I think it's a significant portion. I also think that, and I am a huge Josh Jacobs guy, but I think he's been banged up all season and banged up more than he normally would be, even though he's a physical runner. And so I think that's been part of his production issues as well. And now, I don't know. I'm very curious to see how their offense functions without Tucker Kraft. That is really something
pass
that
catching
I
or block.
All of the above, and that's what's so great about him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, too. My other question was, but we walked right into it. What are your expectations for Tucker or Luke Musgrave in this offense now that Tucker Kraft leaves just a massive, massive void?
Yeah, I mean, look, Brad, I think, you know, you were very good at what you did. I can't remember where I have you now in my punter rankings. Daniel Whelan nipping at your heels. But
Jason.
I'm kidding. I kid because I care.
Falling off the
podium.
You had that great it's a fake. Great call and great execution, as Sean McDonough calls it, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want you, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Badgers' leading passer in their win over Washington was a punter? Is that true?
Yeah, put some respect on his name. Sean West.
Yeah. So you put that together. What my point is that you want people to do what they're good at. And while on occasion it's good to have somebody like yourself throw a pass or run a fake or whatever it might be, although obviously your Wikipedia page makes everybody think you're a quarterback because of the photo. But like Tucker Kraft did it all, right? He is the epitome of the complete tight end. I like to say that this must be what it was like in San Francisco when you started to see George Kittle become George Kittle, right? Because remember, George Kittle was a fifth-round pick out of Iowa. It wasn't like he was this, like, oh, my God, they picked him in the first round, like Bubba Franks or whatever tight ends have been drafted in the first round over the years. He was a guy who evolved into arguably the best tight end in football. And what we were seeing from Tucker Kraft this season was him doing that same thing. And so the problem with Luke Musgrave is not that he doesn't have a skill set, because he does, but it is not as diverse as Tucker Kraft's. I mean, he just, blocking is not his forte. That is not his strength. So, you know, I like to use the line from Moneyball about, can we recreate him in the aggregate? I'm not sure, because you don't get to put like three tight ends on the field at once, right? I mean, you can, but that means you can't put as many wide receivers or running backs out there. So my point is that they've got a guy in John Fitzpatrick who's been a pretty effective blocker and an okay pass catcher, and they've got a guy in Luke Musgrave who's a solid/good pass catcher but has limitations in terms of his ability as a blocker. So that's the Rubik's Cube that they're going to have to figure out, and on top of that, they're going to have to rely on their wide receivers to chip in as well.
Well, Jason, we appreciate the time, and have fun with Strofe and Gabe out at Green Bay and our Tundra Trio houses for Green Bay game day. We will be listening.
Yeah, can't
and
wait
talk
to see
to
Gabe. Always looking forward to seeing Gabe.
Stay warm, Jason.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you get him on weekly, buddy. That's enough for you, right?